feels like we're getting set for an episode of Dennis Miller Live on HBO. But no, it's the Steve Gruber Show. As we celebrate the birthday of one of my favorite names in music, Roland Orzabal. Roland Orzabal from Tears for Fears. Celebrating a birthday today, 58 years old, with the number one song from 1985, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And a whole bunch of other top 40 singles here in the U.S. as well. That album that the song's on, Songs from the Big Chair, also reached number one on the charts back in 1985. Roland Orzabal turns 58 years old today, so happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And always a pleasure to welcome in a colleague from here at Hillsdale College. He is the William Simon Professor of Economics here at Hillsdale College, and it's Dr. Gary Wolfram. Dr. Wolfram, I don't want to be too invasive, but I do know, since we bumped into each other on the street the other day, that a little minor medical procedure recently. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better, although, you know, you get your ups and downs. Yeah, I had to have a total hip replacement, which happens when you get old. But, yeah, it's doing well. In fact, one of the other professors, Charles Steele, recommended the surgeon, and it's been going well.
Good.
He had both of his done, and he just finished his ninth 50-mile run, so should be going okay.
Yeah, he can bounce back. And there you go. Playing hurt. Dr. Wolfram playing hurt today. A little pain, but he's fighting through. I know you had an op-ed in the Detroit News just last week. Get to that in a second, but I wanted to start by asking about this because in the past, I mean, literally 3 to 4 days, we have seen now mainstream media outlets and newspapers and everyone playing up this recession fear. Of course, they say, we don't want a recession, of course, but a recession could hurt President Trump. And we're seeing a recession on the way, recession around the corner. I know it's always difficult for economists to make predictions like this, but what's your sense about this talk about a recession?
Well, like, as I mentioned in my article, like Yogi Berra said, it's hard to make predictions, especially about the future. but I don't think that there's a recession on hand in the United States, but there is plenty of uncertainty, and we're going to have slower economic growth than we otherwise would have. And as part of this uncertainty is all the trade war and, you know, and you've got Brexit and you know, Italy just, you know, their prime minister just left, and there's all sorts of uncertainties, and markets don't like uncertainty. I mean, just think, if you're Ford Motor Company and you're deciding to expand your factory production by 10%, hire a bunch of more people and buy a bunch of more materials, but you don't know whether you're going to be able to get your imports, you know, part of what you produce your car with comes in from Windsor. You don't know what the price of that's going to be because the tariffs might go up. Mm-hmm. You're going to be reluctant to expand. And same thing goes with agriculture. One of the big positives from NAFTA was an expansion in agriculture in the United States. In fact, we export a large amount of our agricultural products to Canada and Mexico, more than any other place. And actually, 12 million jobs are out there just between Canada and Mexico.
Dr. Gary Wolfram with us. His piece at the Detroit News, DetroitNews.com, Reinforce U.S. Economy Through Trade Deal. We can kind of continue what you were talking about just previously, though. How can the U.S. sort of, again, reinforce itself through perhaps this new Mexico-Canada trade deal? How big of a deal is getting a new one in place? I know the discussions are ongoing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need to be able to, as I said before, have some certainty about what your what the cost of your inputs are going to be like, and what the price of your goods going to be like when you're selling it to Canada or you're selling it to Mexico. And I think we need to keep in mind that trade is not between countries. Trade mm-hmm. is between individuals. And if you want to buy a car and parts of that car are made in Canada, then you should be able to buy that car. I mean, this is also an issue. It's not only an issue about the economy and an issue about jobs, which it is, but it's also a bit of an issue about individual liberty. That should the government be telling you, No, if you buy that product, or if you want to sell your product somewhere else, then the consumer is going to have to pay a tax on it.
Dr. Gary Wolfram with us, economics professor here at Hillsdale College. Here in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. The president is talking recently about some of the tariffs on China and perhaps lifting some in anticipation of the Christmas season. Somewhat of a tacit acknowledgement, Dr. Wolfram, that yes, I mean, tariffs can hurt the American consumer. There's an argument, I guess, that he would make in the long run. He's doing what's best, but in the short run, there are some harm, and you can put that toward the farmers as well, I suppose.
Oh, sure. I mean, and what is a tariff? It's a tax on the person that is buying the product. So if there's a tariff on goods coming in from China, then what happens is that, you know, a single mom with three kids in Detroit that's going into the Walmart to buy something for her kids is going to pay a higher price than she otherwise would have. And there'll be fewer jobs because if prices for goods are higher, then you're going to not be able to, you know, it's going to cost more to buy the inputs. In fact, almost half of U.S. Imports are used in the production of U.S. goods and services. So we're, you know, as I said before, if we sell a car in Canada, then we've sold something to the Canadians, but a chunk of that car was built in Canada. And if you start, you know, charging people for this thing, you get less output, costs are higher. If costs are higher, I produce less. And it comes down to what Bastiat, Frederick Bastiat, who wrote in the 1850s and 1840s, he called the seen and the unseen. What is seen and unseen? Mm-hmm. We need to see the person that didn't get their job because the cost of the inputs are higher because of a tariff, and we don't observe that.
Dr. Gary Wolfram, William Simon, Professor of Economics at Hillsdale College. We got about 45 seconds left here. Quickly, another president has been discussing, or at least floating this week, the idea of a payroll tax reduction. Let me ask you this way. Is a temporary tax reduction a good idea, or should he be looking at something more permanent?
Well, temporary tax reductions, as the economists have been talking about for a long time, are not very effective in getting people to spend more. They tend to save, but that's part of the Keynesian model. But one of the things you got to think about is we've got a probably $35 trillion unfunded liability security, and the payroll tax is what pays Social Security. So unless you have some mechanism to reduce the cost of Social Security, like extending the retirement age for younger people, et cetera, then this is going to be add to that problem.
All right, Dr. Wolfram, you can check his op-ed at the Detroit News, detroitnews.com. Reinforce U.S. economy through trade deal. Dr. Wolfram, look forward to seeing you here on campus real soon. Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Presenting great moments in FirstGov.gov history. For years, Americans have turned to FirstGov.gov for their government information. 2000, Mrs. Marilyn Gorman takes online government to new heights, applying for Social Security benefits before breakfast.
And got them. Okay, who wants pancakes?
2002, in what later became known as the download heard round the world, the Duggins of Wichita print their own passport applications in their underwear.
Honey, get dressed. Looks like we're going to Luxembourg.
And 2004, FirstGov.gov astounds Anna Maria Montero of Biloxi by promptly answering all her emails, no matter how often she asks a question about the government.
Sure, the U.S. government can get back to me every time, but that son of mine? Huh.
Make your own great moment. Log on today. FirstGov.gov. It's government made easy.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.